the wind of the world, chimi chaka ham ho ke me. Chimi kitse ke me chako shite kara kara maha. Chimi hete ke te dekho. Alama chake. Chimi ki karo ho. Alaka kote. Peku. Kahate me da se peku. Pushti ke. Pushti ke. Ala koro ho, ala karaha meke kete ko, simi, 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 kami, 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 aite remi he kepa ko, kori haka kepa ha kebe ke kaka koro ha, ala koro ho, shetete, shetete, karko ko karemi te ke kaku ha ke kebe tu, Porque la corja, porque la corja, a la coraja, significa coja, desde la cosa, desde la cosa, tienes que plantar la semilla de que eres derecha, tienes que plantar la semilla, porque nací, nací. Plant the seed, then you have to water the seed before it can take root. Use your mind, my children, the righteous mind, the clean mind, the mind of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and plant seeds. The whole earth, the whole planet is your garden. You have to plant the seeds. If you want your brother, your sister, your mother, your father to come to heaven, sometimes it's difficult, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's painful, but without the seed, nothing will grow. The time and the hour of planting for this generation must begin today. And as rapidly as you can, for you're still running towards that cliff, as rapidly as you can, it is there, every step you take is one day closer to the abyss. For if you love your brother, and you love your sister, and you love your child, plant the seed, the Holy Spirit will help you water it. Somebody has to plant the seed, plant the seed. The planet Earth is a big garden. The harvest is big. Only if you plant the seed. Become a gardener. Become a planter of seeds. And your reward in heaven will be great. For you reap what you sow. The time of the tongue is over. The time of action is now. Don't go through the motions. Do it. Do it for Christ. Do it for the Holy Spirit. Do it for me, Jehovah. For I will put my finger on you, and you will multiply beyond your wildest dreams. For everyone that I touch will grow beyond your comprehension. I will change you. But you have to do it on your own. I will not coerce you. I will do nothing but guide you. I want you to freely love me to the best ability, to your best ability. I don't expect any more than you can do at the stage that you're at. I watch the little things. I see the things you don't even take into consideration. When you hug the child, when you take care of the elderly, when you look after the sick, or just when you look at somebody and you smile, and your smile says, brother, sister, I love you. But the smile of meaning, not the smile of camouflage. For I look through that garbage down to the deep, the root of your heart, and I know the sincerity of the smile. for there is a lot of good there that is hidden under all the garbage and the burden that the enemy has placed upon you. If you reach for me in the slightest manner, I will be there to help you remove your garbage. I will deliver you. You don't even have to say that you're trying, because I already know what's in your heart. For your heart is what I see, and the intention of the heart, and the potential of the heart I know. For I made it. There's nothing about you I do not know. I've been trying to save you for thousands of years. I sent my son. I'm doing everything that can be done. For the hour of the day is as close as your nose. And I'm gonna keep telling you and telling you and telling you until you're sick of hearing it. For my love is strong, and the end will happen just as I laid it out centuries ago. For you were not intended to live the way you live. My plan for you is to have peace, tranquility, love, happiness, jubilation in a world that grows with the same values. So listen, plant the seeds. I will help you water, and we'll have a wondrous garden with plenty of fruit. We want the fruit. I am sending apostles, prophets, men of wisdom, but not of wisdom of your organized churches, with your pet theologies that mean well, but everyone's going their own way. There's no unity. There's only one God, Jehovah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the Holy Spirit. That probably overwhelms you, non-Christians, even some of you Christians. That statement itself, God will explain it to you in heaven. So reach out for me, and you will learn the meaning of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That should be an incentive in itself. For without us, you have nothing. You're going to reach a time where the tire has to meet the road. Are you going to drive up or drive off the road? I want you to try something for me. I want you to try it with somebody that you know. And try it with somebody you don't know. Look at them in the eye. Smile with that face from ear to ear. And with the love of your heart, tell a friend, I love you, and Jesus Christ loves you. Peace be with you, my brother, my sister. Say it with meaning and sincerity, and then try it with a stranger, and look at the wondrous things that will happen. At first they'll think you're weird, but you keep doing it, and they'll see your heart is sincere. But when you do it, don't do it to show off. Don't do it for pride. Don't do it to be selfish, to make people think that you're somebody. For it turns them off. For they're not stupid. They see through your games. Even though you don't think you do, they do. Because no one is blind but you. But mean it. And you'll notice you have planted a seed. And that seed will grow. You have to learn to humble yourself. And I don't mean in appearance sake. I mean down in the soul. I'm sorry to say that a lot of my leaders of my flock have gone astray to the point. There's so many different religions. There's bitterness and fighting. Boy, you leaders of the flock, you're gonna be looked at more severely than the rest. For most of you started out with good intentions, and the enemy came in and attacked, and the pride and the ego led you astray, the money, the glory. The glory belongs to me. The praises belong to me. You never made a thing. You can't even keep or control what you have. Then you go, and you talk to my sheep, and you place yourself on my throne, and you even fool yourself. He placed these burdens on my feet. What a shame. What a shame. I know what you're thinking this very second. While you're reading this, I know what some of you are thinking. With your hearts of stone, I'm gonna get that apostle. Gonna nail his eye to the wall. He has no right to talk about me like this. Who does he think he is? Cause I'm righteous. I know the word. I have hundreds of people following me. What right does he have to tell me how to run my flock? See, pastors, I know what's in your mind. I know what's in your heart before you even say it with your mouth. I know you're going to try to crucify my prophet. I know you're going to try to nail him to the wall. But you're going to have to try to nail me first, like you did my son. And heaven forbid if you try. For this prophet of mine is a wimp. He's hiding behind me right now. He's afraid to open his mouth. But he's doing it out of love for me. And you think you got a fight in your hands, you mess with him. And I'll land on you so hard you wish you had never lived. For I have him so heavily protected by my angels. I will not let my prophets, my apostles, be abused again. For the time and the hour is coming to a close. The day of pride and the selfishness of some of you Christian leaders. I know it hurts to hear such things, because some of you have picked yourself up so high and so mighty. You think you're God yourself. But the time of the self is over. And the day of Christ, the day of the Holy Spirit, the day of Jesus Christ is here. The day of Noah, the day of the ark. Only those that climb in the ark will be saved. Remember that. You claim to know so much about the Bible. Remember the ark. Remember the ark. Seeing these things of love, I know you will not receive them as love because you don't like being rebuked. But this is your Father, Jehovah, and I can rebuke anybody I want at any time I want, for I created you. So remember that. And you better pray to me, because I'm a loving and a forgiving God. Don't compete with me for the glory and the honor and the praise. For you came as dust, and as dust you will leave. So I love you, no matter what you've done, no matter what you'll do. I will love you to the very last second. But the law of my son has to be. This has been planned for thousands of years. As the crow grows in the morning to begin a new day, that's how it will be at the end. For a new world, a new heaven. But never forget, I do love you, even if I rebuke you. For your people are going wild, and anybody that goes wild without discipline falls in the pit. So I'll see you in the day of judgment with my Son and the Holy Spirit, and then we can talk on a one-to-one basis, and then you'll know what I'm talking about. Then I'll take care of those unattended matters that have gone so long. With love in my heart, peace be with you, my children, for I love every single one of you. This is Jehovah, with my Son and the Holy Spirit, giving you the loving message. For the day and the hour is here. Remember the ark. Remember the ark.